Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at a random, and your individual answers are confidential.
And what are you going to ask about?
Just some general questions about your community and the nation.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you speaking to the named person on the list? Okay, let me continue. What are the chances you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, will probably vote, are chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
You? What is your age?
73.
What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S., Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
I always vote.
So from 0 to 10,
I will vote, yes.
Would you say 10 then?
If that's saying that I'm most likely to vote, yes, 10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump as former president, do you approve or disapprove of the job they're doing?
Disapprove.
Thank you. Now, Sherrod Brown as senator?
I approve.
Thank you. Now, Joe Biden as president?
Approve.
And for disapprove for Joe Biden will be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
How likely am I to vote for Joe Biden?
Just strongly approve or somewhat approve the job he's doing.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, the next one, Mercy Capter as Congresswoman?
Yes.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And you said for Donald Trump, disapprove. Is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And just to confirm for Sherrod Brown as senator, will be strongly approve or somewhat approve? Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. So, okay. Donald Trump?
So, what are the answers? I disapprove. What are you asking for now? What type of answer?
If it's just a favorable or unfavorable impression of Donald Trump.
Oh, favorable. Okay. Trump, not favorable. Unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Mercy Capter.
Favorable.
And Dick Marion?
What was the name again, please?
Derek Marion?
I do not know.
Okay. Democrat in Congress?
Is he currently serving?
No, just Democrats in Congress in general. It'll be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable. Very.
And Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
And first amendment.
I'm sorry you broke up there. Say it again.
Yes. First energy.
Unfavorable.
Okay, and unfavorable, that will be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. In the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Just a moment. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
You. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants to America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, please say no.
That statement would make me more likely to vote for Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. As a landlord who has received over $100 million in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could have some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I have no idea if any of that is true.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age.
Well, I'm not, you know, that's ridiculous. Am I going to continue to hear bad things about anybody?
These are just some statements.
making that statement.
We just give them the information.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I think that's gone a little bit off the rails, and I'm done with this. Okay.
I can continue with the next statement if you want.
Go ahead, give it a try.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Oh, this is just all slanderous stuff on the other guy. I don't want to participate in that. I can't even answer that yes or no because it's so incredibly one-sided. Sorry about that, but I'm out of this survey now. Okay?
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, sure. Take care. Bye.
Goodbye.